For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Happiness Hangout podcast, where we talk all things happiness, mindset shifts, and ways to get you closer to your dream life. My name is Katie. I am a certified life coach and someone who is so passionate about all things spirituality, self-growth, and helping others achieve their full potential. Today, I am here with Valentina Schnell, a feminine energy and purpose work coach, helping women connect with their true selves, balance feminine energy, and build aligned businesses. Hello, Valentina. So excited to have you on the podcast.
Hi, I'm super excited as well.
So I just wanted us to get like straight into this and give as much value as possible and just like a little bit of background. I found Valentina on Instagram, like on my Explore page, and her reels were just like resonated with me so much. So many people are asking me questions about feminine energy, and I'm like, I need to bring an expert on here who really knows what she's talking about. So I'm super excited to get into this conversation. So I first wanted to just get into more of like your background and your journey. So how did you come to embrace your own feminine energy and just find your purpose?
Yes, I think like my purpose started right after high school when I was studying at a private university in Germany. I realized after 8 weeks that there was something missing, that what I was pursuing wasn't truly aligned with my purpose. So I made a bold decision to quit and trusting that something bigger was meant for me. And I then transitioned to being a freelance social media manager and co-founded a fashion brand and a concept store with my boyfriend. And although we reached like a lot of success on paper, I felt totally disconnected from myself, and I had this situation where I felt very close to burnout. I was just at home and couldn't do anything anymore. And in that moment, I just knew that I couldn't go any further, just pushing and trying to get somewhere where I shouldn't be. And yes, I started this year having nothing, like no job, and just starting from scratch and not knowing what to do with my life. And everything was possible, and I just allowed myself to recognize the stillness and listen to what my body is trying to say me. And through embracing this energy and mindset, and through embracing the stillness, I have been able to realign with myself and business, and found a way that, yeah, is really pushing me in a positive way, in my feminine energy way. And then I really started to come back to my true self.
That's amazing. I think that's so beautiful. And the way that you phrase that of like, you're at like square one kind of, and seeing it as anything mm-hmm. is possible. Instead of a lot of people, we see this negative situation, and instead of seeing it as something inspiring, we put ourselves down and we're like, what am I going to do now? But seeing it as like, wow, there's so many possibilities opening up for me is like such a beautiful way to say that. So I really loved that.
Yes.
And then you talk a lot about like your soft girl CEO era, which I mm-hmm. love. Like, what does that mean to you, and how did you get into that space?
Yeah. I always knew that I do want to be self-employed. And like, there are all these boss babes out there who are just pushing and doing big career moves and are not connected with themselves. And being in my soft girl CEO era means to me leading with intention, ease, and flow rather than the hustle and grind. Like, for me, it's all about stepping into leadership that's aligned with my feminine energy. I got into the space after realizing that constant pushing just wasn't for me. It wasn't sustainable. Like, I was completely burned out and not, with my true self anymore. And I just knew that there was a way to be successful while honoring my needs for softness and self-care and just do that with balance.
I love that. And I feel like we hear a lot about feminine energy right now. Like, everyone's talking about it, but a lot of us, like, don't know exactly what that means. So, like, how do you define feminine energy?
Yes, I do think that feminine energy is a lot about flow and intuition, creativity, receptivity, and it's like softer and nurturing the side of your energy that allows us to, yeah, just be soft and creative and trust ourselves and the process. I think trust is a big one in that. And like masculine energy is more like structure and control, and feminine energy invites us to lead with compassion and collaboration and, yeah, just have this trust in ourselves that there is nothing that could hold us back from our dreams. And, yeah.
I love that. Yeah, I think, like, as women, we're, like, so powerful, and we don't step into that a lot of the times because we're, like, we need to constantly be, like, rushing. I need to do more. I need to, like, there's so much comparison to we're, like, looking at what everyone else is doing, and we're, like, well, they're accomplishing all of these things, and I'm over here. And, like, as a result, we start rushing, and instead of getting to where we want to go, it looks like we pull ourselves so much further back, which is just crazy.
I think, like, just the system is, like, a man's world, a man's system. The system is created for men because, like, we do have these 9-to-5s, and you can't just work with your energy. You can't just say, I'm low in energy. I'm just about to work, like, 2 hours today. But men are always, they have the same cycle every day. And for women, it's like we have this 28-day, 30-day, whatever your cycle is, and This is just not made for women, and we are trying to fit into that system, but that's just not sustainable.
Yeah, definitely. It's like we feel so different based on, like, where we're at in our cycle. Mm-hmm. And so, like, there's some days that we're obviously not going to be as motivated, or it's, like, so hard to want to go and push and do things. And so, like, being aware of that definitely helps. What do you think are, like, some practical ways that we can step into our feminine energy in everyday life?
I think one of my favorite ones is to create space for stillness, like I did the beginning last year. Like, the months before, I was just pushing and trying to find what I pursue and all of these stuff. But when I got into stillness, whether through meditation generally or simply slowing down during the day, I do love going for a walk and then just sitting on a bench and just being there and checking in with myself and my thoughts, which really allows me to connect and reconnect with myself and with my body and just listen to what my body is really saying to me. I think that's a big one because normally we all are just like, okay, what's the next thing to do? What's the next? Just creating the space for stillness is absolutely insane. Yeah.
I love that. And I think going off of that too, a lot of us, we don't want to feel all of our feelings. And when we sit in that stillness, it's like we have to really confront those, like, feelings that we necessarily don't want to go through, or like, I don't want to feel sad, or I don't want to feel this way. But, like, what you're kind of talking about sounds like just accepting everything that we're feeling too, and, like, listening to ourselves and being there for ourselves.
Yeah, accepting and trusting. And another way embracing the feminine is creativity. Like, whether it's art or writing or problem solving for your business can be, like, creativity as well, but not in a linear way, but in a more open way. Like, where you just recognize, okay, what could be better?
I love that. And then going back to, like, the soft girl era and, like, the soft girl CEO era, like, how do you believe that slowing down helps you attract and achieve more and just, like, live in alignment with your goals?
I do think that when we tap into our feminine energy, we attract more ease and flow into our lives. And slowing down allows me to realign with my deeper desire and my deeper purpose. I think when you are really aligned with your true purpose and not just doing a career that the system or your environment expects from you, then you're going to be, yeah, you're going to be aligned with your goals and achieve more like naturally. Because when you live by your true purpose, that's just what happens. I think it's hard to hear our inner voice when we're constantly moving and just going forward. And that's the same. By slowing down, we make space for clarity and creativity and inspired action. Like, you will take maybe more action than before if you're in your feminine energy, because the energy you create is just different. Like, if I cycle sync and do all of this stuff, if I just take rest for these 2 days of my cycle where I don't feel good, the energy I get right after is just insane. Like, I do naturally more.
Yeah. So it's like being able to slow down, really, and being... Mm-hmm. Like, knowing that some days are going to be slower and some days are going to be faster, and being okay with that.
Yeah, 100%.
So if someone's, like, struggling with that and someone all, like, constantly feels like they need to, like, achieve success, especially in business, or, like, constantly be moving, what other tips, like, would you be able to share with them with that?
Mm-hmm. I think in the end, it's about... in the end, success doesn't come from constantly doing more, but I think scheduling is a good part, but not scheduling in a pushy way, but allowing yourself to reschedule when your energy is not there. I think, wow, I think that's a good one.
That was really well said too. Also, for everyone listening, Valentina's first language is not English, but she's, like, absolutely killing it. Like, you can't even tell. And then going back into, like, running a business and, like, being in your feminine energy, what tips do you have for running a business while staying in your feminine energy and then, like, avoiding that burnout?
Mm-hmm. I think setting boundaries is a big one on that, and prioritizing yourself. Like, if you are telling your client or whatever your own business is like, when you set your boundaries first, whenever working with a client or whatever you do, then you can, I don't know how to say that.
You can, like, set your boundaries. Yeah.
Yeah. Then they can accept them, and then you can accept them as well for you. Like, listening to your body and knowing when it's time to rest, and to just schedule intentional breaks and making time for reflection is super powerful. And as I said before, like, cycle syncing is a big one for me as well. Living in sync with my cycle always allows me to take that step back and take the rest when needed and listen to my body. And also trusting your intuition and decision making rather than just controlling every task and every outcome that is in your business, because you can't control and everything. And your intuition, but as a woman, is super powerful. And I think also surrounding yourself with a supportive community, like other business women who are in the same way, coming back to their feminine energy while still running their own business, can be super, super powerful.
Yeah, I love all of that. It's so easy for us to get so caught up in, like, even the setting boundaries. I think a lot of people have issues with that because, one, mm-hmm. we're always hard on ourselves, and two, we don't want to come off to other people as, like, too pushy or being like, no, I can't do that right now. But when we set those boundaries for ourselves, we're like, and set it for other people, they're not crossing those boundaries either, and we're also feeling so much more, like, in sync with ourselves. I don't know, like, the right way to say it, but, like, we're just feeling, like, more content, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. 100%,
and then getting into, like, purpose and alignment more so, like, what are some actionable steps or practices that can help someone align with their true purpose? Let's say if they're feeling very lost or like unsure of the first step to take.
I think like starting with self-reflection can be a really good one, taking time to understand what truly excites you and fulfills you. Journaling can be a powerful tool for this, but not like journaling writing is not for everyone. Like when I have a pen in my hand, I just, my thoughts are gone. Like I love voice journaling, for example, or just talking with a friend or all of this, like what's just reflecting yourself. Another step is aligning with your actions and values. Ask yourself or check in with yourself daily or weekly or however you feel like, does this feel aligned with who I truly am? Like, I think these are the most powerful ones. Yeah.
I love that. Also important. I think there's so many people who are like, I can't journal. It's so hard for me to write. But I love the way that you're saying you don't need to just like actually write things down. You're able to just voice it out or talk to someone about it and like reflect through that.
Yeah.
And then ending this off, I wanted to like ask you two questions. And the first one is, what is one mindset shift that has had the biggest impact on your life and business?
I think it's the trust, like trusting in my universe and trusting myself, knowing what I'm capable of, and yeah, just the trust and letting go of all this control and trusting the process. Trusting that the process will guide me through where I'm supposed to be. Yes, I think it's balance between inspired action and surrender. I really embrace my affirmations, and the trust I do have in the universe like change it all.
Yeah, no, definitely. There's so much of we need to trust, but also I love how you said aligned action with it, because if we're just sitting here and we're like, well, things are just going to happen for me when they're going to happen for me, like obviously if you're just sitting here not doing anything about it, nothing's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's about taking that aligned action. What advice would you give to listeners looking to embrace their true selves and just step in to their own soft girl era?
I think it's giving yourself the permission to slow down and listening to your inner voice, reflecting. And you don't need to conform to the hustle culture to be successful. Like, embrace your feminine energy, set your boundaries, and trust that your unique path will lead you to exactly the life you desire. Like, as I said, in my opinion, women these days want to prove the system and themselves that they can have success, but we're living in this man's world and the systems are just made for men. And understanding that you can have success, but not through pushing like men do, and they can do that, that's okay, that's fine, but we are just not made for that. That's not sustainable, and that will lead us to burnout. It's just like that. And if you trust yourself and do that within your feminine energy, you will thrive more than ever.
That's amazing. Yes. Yeah, I love all of that. Thank you so much for coming on the Happiness Hangout podcast. Can you let all the listeners know where they can find you, if there's anything else you want to share before we end this off?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram. I think you will link it in the description.
Put it in the bio.
Yes, perfect. Yes, if you do want to know more about feminine energy and how to combine that with your success and with your business, then I think you should take a look at my Instagram. And yes, I'm really happy for your invitation to this podcast. And thank you very much.
Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please feel free to leave a 5-star review, and we will chat in the next episode.